Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Metzia, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Habayis, we have a house, Vihu Aliyah. Aliyah is the second floor. Shel Shnayim, it belonged to two people. One person owned the bottom floor, the other person the top floor. Right now it's hard to tell who owns what because this house caved in. Shenaflu. We have a house and a top floor that belonged to two that fell. Zakta Mishnah. Shneim, both of them, the owner of the top floor and the owner of the bottom floor, chalken, divide amongst themselves. They equally divide. Be'etzim, ube'avanim, ube'afar. Etzim is the wood. Avanim are the stones. Afar is like the lime or the sid, the kind of cement that was used to connect the stones. Now, the problem over here is, some of the wood, some of the beams are whole, some of the stones are whole, some are broken. Each one says, the whole one is mine. The broken one is yours. So we see now we're going to divide everything equally. Now, this is assuming that both were the same size. The bottom floor and the top floor were the same size, so everything should be divided equally. It's also assuming that we can't figure out from the way the house fell who has the whole stones, who has the broken stones. Now, really, L'chari should be able to tell by where the stones are laying, which ones fell from on top and which ones were on the bottom, and everything came crushing on top of it. But the problem over here is that the people that had to walk in the street, they pushed everything aside. So we don't know the original place where it fell. So we just have to divide everything equally. If, however, you could figure it out, if the house came crushing down, so the ones on the bottom broke, if the house didn't come crushing down, but let's say it fell forward, so the svar is the top ones broke, because they fell from a higher place. The bottom ones are the whole ones. So if it's possible to figure it out, then v'royim elu avanim harias le'shtarba. We figure out which are the stones that probably broke from the top or the bottom. Be a little bit of a detective. You have to see how the house fell. What would have happened to the bottom stones? What would have happened to the top ones? Zakta Mishnah Vayter, imo hiya echad men, if one of them, tainis for sure, that makir, he recognizes, mixa some of the whole stones, that avanim, these were his stones, and the other one says, maybe some of them yotaka right. But he's not maskim on everything. Let's say one of them says, I'm telling you, 100 of these stones, I know for sure are mine, these whole stones. Second one says, 50, I admit, those were yours. The other 50, I'm not sure. So the din is Neitlan. And the one who's sure takes all 100 stones. Why? The rule is, Kala Mechuyev Shvua, the Eini Yochel Lishava Mishali. Because one person says for sure these 100 are mine. The other one says, some of them are yours. So he's a Maida B'mixas. A Maida B'mixas has to swear. But he can't swear that only some of them are yours and not the other ones, because he's saying some of them are for sure yours, but the other ones, I don't know. Well, you can't swear if you don't know. So therefore, he has to give all of these, let's say, 100 stones to the one who says for sure it's his. Now, the oilois loy min hacheshbon. These whole stones that the person who says for sure they're mine, these whole stones that he takes are deducted from the cheshbon. As if he took 100 stones that he says for sure is his, whole stones, the other one takes another 100 whole stones. No, I was like, so what's really the point of arguing? Each one's going to get the equal amount. The answer is that it could be the 100 stones that he recognizes are his are like better stones. Or maybe you don't have another 100 stones for the other person to take. Okay, so basically there are three main halachas that we learned in our Mishnah. Number one, if we don't know how the house fell, it fell at night. We don't know if it like fell forward or it just crushed down. And people moved away the stones. We can't figure it out from the way they're laying on the floor. So we divide the whole stones and the broken stones equally. Second halacha. If we know how it fell, we know that it came crushing down. So we know, sorry, Reb Yid, who lives on the bottom, you have the broken ones. If it fell forward, we say, I'm sorry, Reb Yid on top. Yours are the broken ones. Third halacha. If one of them tain is, I recognize my stones. These whole stones are mine. The second one is a moid of a mix. He says, some of them are yours, but the other ones I'm not so sure. So you have to swear because you're a moid of a mixes, like we've discussed earlier. Once you admit a little bit, you have to swear about the rest. And he can't swear about the rest because he just said he's not sure. So therefore he has to pay, because the halach is, if you have to swear and you can't swear, you have to pay. But if one of them tain is, the whole stones are mine, for sure mine, and the other one says, on all of them, no, they're not yours. Or, I don't know, he's not a Moida B'mixas. Then we're going to still divide it equally.